Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It is said that history often repeats itself. There are things that reoccur in each generation or spaces itself out between generations. Wars and rumor of wars. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It is said that history often repeats itself. There are things that reoccur in each generation or spaces itself out between generations. Wars and rumor of wars. Natural disasters, civil unrest, disease, fashion statements too. Some of these are known to bring most praying people down to their knees, imploring God to pour out God's grace, mercy, and relief. We are living in such times as humanity pleads to the heavens for an end and a vaccine to bring us from under the grim shadows of the global pandemic in which we live and the vile and hideous acts of hate that also plague us. Among us, there are voices that continue that ancient Israelite cry, shouted and moaned thousands of centuries before us. How long, O Lord? How long? Our throats are becoming parched. Our hands stretching upward and outwardly toward the heavens in prayer. And sometimes in an act of obedience, lest others see our hands as threat, thus inviting the plummeting of a person of color into unconsciousness or worse. It is our hope and prayer that it is more of the first, of raising holy hands to our God, who does not sit upon a throne unmoved, but who sees and hears and promises to shield and shelter the weak and the strong, the afflicted and the brave, the accused and the innocent, those on the front lines, so that all of us, every man, woman, and child might be treated with dignity and respect. It is Trinity Sunday, an unusual feast day that does not celebrate a saint or an event like Easter or Pentecost. It is a day set aside in the church when countless theologians, preachers, and believers ponder a teaching of the church and its subject, God, the Blessed Trinity. Countless books and songs and sermons have been written, and artists throughout the centuries have given the world their interpretations on this challenging doctrine and mystery of our faith. The church speaks of the Trinity in a very communal way based on our doctrines, creeds, prayers, and catechisms that have evolved since the earliest beginnings of our Christian faith. We often speak of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God as Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. God as Majesty, Word, and Spirit. Lover, Beloved, and Love. God of Abraham and Sarah, Christ born of Mary, Holy Spirit, brooding over the world as a mother over her children. But today is not set on our calendar to celebrate a doctrine, but to celebrate who God is. Because when it is all said and done, the concept of Trinity, God three in one, remains a mystery. And maybe it might be enough to encounter God as we each experience God in this time and in this moment in history. And not just the God that sits above, but is omnipresent, and whose face we should see mirrored back to us and in each and every person who God has breathed into life. Our lectionary rightly takes us today to the very beginning, the beginning when God orchestrated creation in all its splendor. The moment when God stepped out of nothingness and declared, as James Weldon Johnson put it, "I'm lonely. I'll make me a world." The book of Genesis masterfully "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is said that history often repeats itself. There are things that reoccur in each generation, or spaces itself out between generations. Wars and rumors of war, natural disasters, civil unrest, disease, fashion statements too. Some of these are known to bring most people down to their knees, imploring God to pour out God's grace, mercy, and relief. We are living in such times as humanity pleads to the heavens for an end and a vaccine to bring us from under the grim shadows of a global pandemic and the vile and hideous acts of hate that also plague us. Among us, there are voices that continue that ancient Israelite cry. A cry shouted and moaned thousands of centuries before us. How long, O Lord, how long? Our throats are becoming parched, our hands stretching upward and outwardly toward the heavens in prayer, and sometimes in an act of obedience, lest others see our hands as threat, thus inviting the pummeling of a person of color into unconsciousness, or worse. It is our hope and prayer that it is more of the first, of raising holy hands to our God, who does not sit upon a throne unmoved, but who sees and hears and promises to shield and shelter the weak and the strong, the afflicted and the brave, the accused and the innocent, those on the front lines, so that all of us, every man, woman, and child may be treated with dignity and respect. It is Trinity Sunday, an unusual feast day that does not celebrate a saint or an event like Easter or Pentecost. It is a day set aside in the church when countless theologians, preachers, and believers ponder a teaching of the church and its subject, God, the Blessed Trinity. Countless books and songs and sermons have been written, and artists throughout the centuries have given the world their interpretations on this challenging doctrine and mystery of our faith. The church speaks of the Trinity in a very communal way based on our doctrines, creeds, prayers, and catechism that have evolved since the earliest beginnings of our Christian faith. We often speak of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God as Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Majesty, Word, and Spirit. Lover, Beloved, and Love. God of Abraham and Sarah. Jesus Christ, born of Mary. Holy Spirit, brooding over the world as a mother over her children. But today is not set on our calendar to celebrate a doctrine, but to celebrate who God is. Because when it is all said and done, the concept of Trinity, God three in one, remains a mystery. And maybe it ought to be enough to encounter God as we each experience God in this time and in this moment in history. And not just the God that sits above, but is omnipresent, and whose face we should see mirrored back to us, and in each and every person who God has breathed into life. Our lectionary rightly takes us today to the very beginning, the beginning when God orchestrated creation in all its splendor, the moment when God stepped out of nothingness and declared, as James Weldon Johnson put it, "I'm lonely. I'll make me a world." The book of Genesis masterfully tells us that from there light and darkness came, and waters were separated, and dry land appeared, and mountains were shaped, and vegetation sprouted forth, and stars, great and small, were formed, and living creatures were birthed that flew above the earth and in the waters below, and that walked upon the earth. And in every instance, God saw what God made and declared that it was good. Oh, but God was not done. For then came the piece de resistance. God said to God's self, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." And so, using the words of the late great African-American poet James Weldon Johnson, like a mammy bending over her baby, God kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God declared once again that this being was not just good, but that it was very good. In fact, Psalm 8 reminds us that humankind was made a little lower than the angels. And like the Creator who made us, we were made to mirror God in every way, in creating and being and living in harmony and in graciousness, in forgiveness and compassion, and most importantly, in love. But we know the rest of our salvation history, do we not? That throughout it all, humanity often stumbled and faltered and sinned against God and each other. Often enough, we forgot and still forget that everybody is made in the image and likeness of God. We forgot and still forget that each being is good, in fact, very good and worthy of life. That each and every human being is created to live in freedom and without fear. That each and every human being is to be treated with dignity and respect. That each and every person is a child of God, a little lower than the angels. That it is for God, and God only, to breathe in that same breath of life found at creation, and the same God to take it away, bringing us home to God's self. I don't know how to say it, but to say it. Today we find ourselves not living in one pandemic, COVID-19, which robs those affected of breath, but we live in two pandemics, where the second is manifested in racist hate. In acts that do not create, but are bent in destroying life, in desecrating the holy, of robbing others of the very life we all breathe. Over and over again this week, we watched as the nation and the world marched and prayed and demonstrated and raised voices in the demand for justice in the wake of George Floyd's death. As we watched again and again the footage of a man being suffocated to death, the very breath of God was being squeezed from his body. We not only remember this horrific scene, but other instances like it. Eric Gardner and Manuel Ellis and others who pleaded, "Stop, I can't breathe." Of the hundreds and hundreds of signs weaving in and out of protest marches and demonstrations which state, "I can't breathe, and echoes the words spoken on Thursday at Mr. Floyd's memorial service by the Reverend Al Sharpton. America, get your knee off our backs, off our necks. And lest anyone forgets that we are in the midst of a global pandemic, we remember countless stories of people of color arriving at hospitals and clinics with COVID-19 symptoms, only to be turned away and dying. And I dare say that many of us, even the nation, are at this moment listening and watching and holding our collective breath and wondering what is going to happen next. The breath that God gave us from the beginning is meant for so much more than this. You and I and the rest of the world were loved into existence to be co-creators in what God created at the very beginning of time. We were given God's own breath so that life would be good for all, so that we can live into God's reminder as found in the words of the prophet Micah. O mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Yes, we are to do justice, to care for the young and old, the widow and orphaned, and the strong and the most vulnerable among us. We are to show compassion toward those who are hungry, the poor, the naked, the stranger, and to reach out to those who are alone. We are to uphold the dignity of everyone. We are to be kind and to love one another as we are loved, to heal divisions, to walk with God, not to be God, but to walk with God. Some folks have that confused. We are to be active participants in the beloved community, to go as Jesus commanded his disciples in today's gospel, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I, Jesus, have commanded you. Our God has made us a little lower than the angels. We can and must do this work, my sisters and brothers. We can each help change come to this old world. We can do this work. To do the work, we must breathe in and out God's peace, God's love, God's dream for a better tomorrow. and teach others to do the same. The mystery of the Trinity cannot really be explained. What we know is that God is, and God cannot be simply contained in treatises or doctrines. Because really, when it's all said and done, it's all about relationship, a divine relationship. And we are to mirror that relationship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, with God and with one another. So breathe in, breathe out, and let the church say, Amen.